Hello and welcome back to the MedCurity Podcast, where it's our goal to help you and your organization be more compliant with HIPAA and more secure against the growing cybersecurity threats. We will continue with our series on the new HHS cybersecurity performance goals. We have so far gone through the essential goals, which are acting as the foundation and the baseline of your organization's strategy against cybersecurity threats. Today, we will be going through the enhanced goals, which are the next 10 in the cybersecurity performance goals. And these essentially are the more advanced goals that are aiming to help healthcare organizations mature their cybersecurity capabilities and their cybersecurity posture, help them reach that next level of defense needed to protect against even more attack vectors. So without further ado, we will jump in. The first one is asset inventory. So what they want you to do is identify known, unknown, and or unmanaged assets to more rapidly detect and respond to new vulnerabilities. Essentially, what that will look like is maintaining an inventory of your assets, hardware and software, making sure they are all accounted for and that you are aware of all of that you own, and so you can ensure that you know the risk or the vulnerabilities around those. The second one is third-party vulnerability disclosure. What you have to do is establish processes to promptly discover and respond to known threats and vulnerabilities in assets provided by your vendors and your service providers. And essentially, the goal here is to adopt a proactive stance with your third parties to create a growing awareness of where your risks and your vulnerabilities lie. The third is much like it. It's called third-party incident reporting. And so just like the last one, this one is essentially establishing processes to promptly discover and then respond to known incidents, security incidents, or data breaches across vendors, service providers, business associates in that realm. So very similar to that last one. The fourth one is about cybersecurity testing, and this is establishing processes around vulnerability assessments and penetration testing to help discover and proactively defend against vulnerabilities and threats. The fifth cybersecurity performance goal in the enhanced series is cybersecurity mitigation. Just like the last one was about proactively preventing cybersecurity threats from happening, this one is about establishing processes internally. If and when something does happen, an incident does happen, how to and how you are going to quickly and promptly react to and what that process will look like. And this and a lot of the goals today in this enhanced series are very processes based. And this is something we are working actively currently to bring in and tie to our security risk analysis. And so it will be very interesting to see how the market and the industry aligns and changes their actions to align with these cybersecurity performance goals. Thank you for joining us today. We've got five more in the enhanced series, and then we will wrap up this series on the cybersecurity performance goals. So thanks for joining us, and feel free to reach out if there's any questions we can answer. Until next time.